We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day. Plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night.
On a regular basis.
If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
John was the most incredible person I'd ever met. Aviation was John's love and passion. He was present as a Marine and present as a dad, as a husband. It was a normal, ordinary Wednesday for us. When I was picking up my daughter from daycare, my friend that I would carpool with mentioned that there was an aircraft that went down. In an instant, you know, your life does change. And you, especially having children, have to decide, how am I going to do this? I got a message from a friend, and they said, there's this foundation called Tunnel to Towers, and they said on TV that they're going to pay for your and John's mortgage. And it just felt like a frozen moment in time that I'd never forget. I'm so grateful for that.
By giving $11 a month, you're joining us on our mission to do good. Go to T2T.org. It only takes $11 a month to make a positive impact.
The Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit is back at Los Alamitos Racecourse with two great weeks of racing. Opening day is Friday, December 6th. First post is 12:30 p.m. The meet will include the Starlet for Fillies on Saturday, December 7th, and the Los Alamitos Futurity on Saturday, December 14th, plus two other stakes events for juveniles. And our on-track handicapping contest is set for Saturday, December 14th. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Our daytime Thoroughbred meet opens on December 6th.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the race books and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning. Alrighty, good morning everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Friday as we start embarking on another great weekend of covering the great sport of kings, Las Vegas style, right here from your gaming capital, Las Vegas, Nevada, at the studios and over the airwaves at the South Point Studios, streaming at YouTube, South Point Studios Network streaming at YouTube, and of course from South Point Studios at the South Point Hotel Casino. Here in Las Vegas, on Las Vegas Boulevard, our main street here. We welcome you to the show. We welcome all of the listeners on all of the other platforms that we have. And, you know, people say, why do you do this every day? Because there might be somebody out there listening for the first time, and we want to welcome them to the show. So we welcome all of the listeners running around town on a cold morning here in Las Vegas, listening to us over our anchor radio station, Sports Talk 1400 AM and 107.1 FM. Of course, Sports Talk 1400 AM is the local broadcast station for the Los Angeles Rams that won last night in their game against the San Francisco 49ers and didn't even have to score a touchdown. Amazing. Anyhow, we welcome all of our listeners there. And, of course, on our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world, .global, we got them all. And all you got to do is go there and we're simulcasting the shows. And we have an archive on our websites as well. And then, of course, can't forget your devices, your iPhones, Androids, and your Google phones. My goodness. And you can get the apps for either KSHP or YouTube, either one. If you want to watch and listen to us on YouTube, if you want to just listen to us over the, Sports Talk 1400 AM signal over there on that app, and you get the apps at your app store for your devices and anywhere you get your podcasting as well. So welcome, however, wherever, whenever. All right, we're getting into the final week of the National Finals Rodeo. We got two go-rounds, I think, or two or three more performances to go as we wrap up the National Finals Rodeo. And this town is a cowboy town right now. It's just great to have these guys here. They're up and about early this morning. The stables here where the South Point sits on the the southern part of Las Vegas Boulevard. Next to us is several acres of empty land. And that empty land turns into a little city of cowboys because they build temporary stables and all of the parking for the big trailers, etc. It's something you really got to see when you come into town. If you come into town sometime for the National Finals Rodeo when they're on, you can see it. It's just like a whole other little city going on there. It's right next to us. And they roll right in here early in the morning to get their coffee and all that stuff. So it's really a lot of great activity here in Las Vegas, here at the South Point for sure. And just so we want to welcome you to the show. And, of course, we have a lot to cover today. Today at Remington Park, they got six stakes races headed up by the $300,000 Remington Springboard, which is a race for two-year-olds, but it holds 10 points for the Kentucky Derby leaderboard for next year's Kentucky Derby. So we'll be going over that with winning owner Jonathan Argoon, whose horse won yesterday at Aqueduct. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, not only did he give the pick for us, that horse that paid $8.10 to win, but he owned the horse. We watched Jonathan go into the winner's circle and smile like he won a lot of money with the horse in the winner's circle with a whole group of family and friends there. I want to congratulate Jonathan for his horse, Mama's Gold. When we bring Jonathan on a little bit later on, we have a clip of the stretch run of this race. And for those of you who saw it, you know what I'm going to talk about. But for those of you who didn't, you just stand by. And for those of you who didn't, you might want to go to YouTube and get on there so you can watch this. But all I can say to Jonathan is, it's just nothing comes easy. But it was great, the victory there. And Jonathan, congratulations to you and all the connections there. And especially Romero Murat, who did a magnificent job on that horse. And we will talk about that a little bit later. Anyhow, we will have those Remington Stakes coming up for you. We also have Bob Mazursky back with us because we got the last 3 days of Los Alamitos today, tomorrow, and Sunday. So Bob Mazursky will be with us. Rich Eng, of course, will be with us with a selection. And so will John Lendo and Jerry J as well. So I just wanted to make note of that. Okay. So taking a look quickly at results from yesterday before we go to our break because we got a pretty packed show today. Gulfstream Park yesterday. Leonardo Reyes won two races. He won the first two races. He won the early double with horses that paid $5.40 and $7.60. Zaffy Joseph Jr. and Irad Ortiz Jr. Teamed to win the fifth race at $9.40. And then Irad came back in the ninth and final race for Kelly Breen and paid $3.40 there yesterday at Gulfstream Park. And as far at the fairgrounds, Richie had his horse, his winner, yesterday at the fairgrounds, but I can tell you that was a filthy favorite, and the horse paid $2.80 to win. But look, fine finish, finished fine, and won the race paying $2.80 for Richie Yang. Aqueduct yesterday. All right, trainer Tom Morley had a couple of wins. He won the first race with Manny Franco at $2.90, came back in the third race with Kendrick Carmouche winning on his horse, and the horse paid $2.90 again. So Tom Morley had two real hard bet-down horses that won yesterday at Aqueduct. in the first two races out of the first three yesterday at Aqueduct. Brad Cox and Manny Franco teamed up for a $6 winner in the fourth race. Manny Franco, who won the first Tom Morley horse, came back and won for Brad Cox. So he had two out of the first four races, Manny Franco did. And Jose Lascano and Linda Rice clicked again. They won the fifth race at paying $8.60. And then Mr. Davis, Katie Davis, won the, let me check this out now. She won the second race for Linda Dixon, paying $21.20. Then she won the last race for Rachel Keithen and paid $27.80. So she won for the lady trainers as well. So the ladies were well represented in the winner's circle yesterday at Aqueduct. Katie Davis winning for two different lady trainers yesterday. But the big news for the race day show, of course, was the eighth race. Mama's Gold, Jonathan Hardoon owned. Mama's Gold won for trainer James Ferraro, paid $8.10 as Jonathan's pick on the show as well. And we will show you that clip in just a few minutes because I think it'll be a lot of fun. And I know certainly watching that clip this morning after yesterday, we'll get Jonathan's heart pumping again. In any case, that's what we got. Hardoon, Mazursky, Ang, Lindo, and Jerry J standing by. And, of course, your racing menu. So we got to get going right away. So we'll go to our first break. And when we come back, we'll give you your racing menu. And then on with conversations with Jonathan about his winning horse yesterday, about the picks that he's going to give us today. We still need to make more money today, don't we? Certainly we do. And, of course, we'll take a look at the Remington Park, that big race, the Remington Springboard as well. That happens tonight a little bit later on. So don't go away. We're just getting started on this Friday. And don't forget to go to YouTube and start chatting on the chat box. All you got to do is subscribe. It's free of charge, and then you'll start chatting away. A lot of people on the chat box congratulating Jonathan as well. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
The Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit is back at Los Alamitos Racecourse with two great weeks of racing. Opening day is Friday, December 6th. First post is 12:30 p.m. The meet will include the Starlet for Fillies on Saturday, December 7th, and the Los Alamitos Futurity on Saturday, December 14th, plus two other stakes events for juveniles. And our on-track handicapping contest is set for Saturday, December 14th. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Our daytime Thoroughbred meet opens on December 6th.
It's cold out there here in Las Vegas. It's 37 degrees right now out in the parking lot, and we got below freezing overnight over the overnight hours. But it's going to get up to 58 degrees today here in Las Vegas. As far as the other parts of the country, New York is going to top off at 37 degrees today in New York. It's going to be a cold day there in New York. Miami, 76. Phoenix, Arizona, 68. Those guys, they get that heat in the summertime, but Miami's perfect today, 76 degrees there for Gulfstream Park. As far as the other towns around, Chicago will top out at 29 degrees today. They won't get out of freezing weather. Cincinnati, 38. Oklahoma City is going to have 58. Just taking a quick look across the country. Los Angeles, 63. So it'll be a little chilly there in L.A., but they'll be racing today at Los Alamitos. As far as weather conditions, as far as precipitation is concerned, looks pretty good across the country right now, except for the freezing weather. But I don't think we'll get any snow or anything like that today from the upper Midwest on down through the East Coast. The only weather we have to watch out for is in the Great Northwest. Now, you got Oregon, Washington, and Northern California, right down to Central California. They're getting a lot of rain and a lot of stuff going through there. And hopefully it'll get far south enough, at least, to help those fires in Malibu. I don't think it will, but we'll wait and see about that. And as far as any snow, well, you got Idaho and Utah. They're getting some snow around their border there. And so it looks like pretty good racing across the country, except for the fact of cold weather, simply put. All right, let's get started with the racing menu today. We begin with reminding you that the first post times we broadcast on the show each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone. So if you're listening here in Las Vegas or in the Pacific time zone, these are your post times. Everybody else will have to adjust from whatever time zone you're in to the Pacific time zone to get the post times right for wherever you're at. Don't want you to miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad. Okay, we begin with Aqueduct Racetrack. The Big A is up for, on first on the menu. As far as racing at Aqueduct, they say it's going to be partly cloudy, and by post time it's only going to be 31 degrees, so it's going to be a 1 degree below freezing at post time at Aqueduct. And they have 10 races today at the Big A, and a first post time of 8:40 at Aqueduct today. Gulfstream Park has 10 races. Their Pick 6 Rainbow Jackpot carryover is starting to build up now. It's $249,121 today. The Pick 6 Jackpot carryover, $249,121. 10 races today at Gulfstream and a first post time of 9:20. Laurel Park, has a small jackpot, Pick 6 Jackpot of $4,482. That's their Pick 6 Jackpot carryover at Laurel. First post time for their 9 races set at 9:25. Tampa Bay Downs has 9 races today. Tampa Bay Downs has a Pick 6 Jackpot carryover, $18,337, and a first post time at Tampa Bay for 9 races at 9:25. Woodbine is next, north of the border. Woodbine has a Pick 6 Jackpot carryover of $8,945. They also have a Super High 5 Jackpot carryover of $56,791. They have 9 races and a first post time of 10:10. Then we go to Oaklawn Park. Oaklawn Park racing today. They have 10 races at Oaklawn. Their first post time is at 10:30 at Oaklawn Park today. Fairgrounds, New Orleans has 8 races. Their feature race is the $50,000 Magic City Classic. It's the 6th race on the card. 8 races today at the Fairgrounds and a first post time of 10:45. Then we go to Los Alamitos. Last 3 days starts today at Los Al. Their first post time is 12:30 at Los Alamitos today for their 8 race card there. Then we go to Pleasanton Racetrack. They are running today at Pleasanton. First post time at Pleasanton for their 7 races today is at 1:15. Their Pick 6 Jackpot carryover, $12,888. They also have a regular Super High 5 carryover of $56,866. Remember, they will not be racing tomorrow at Pleasanton. The Saturday card will transfer to Sunday at Pleasanton, but they are racing today with a first post time of 1:15. Delta Downs will kick in with 9 races at 2:50. Then you have Turfway Park. Full fields, man. They got 9 races and full fields there at Turfway. They just got horses galore there. Their Pick 6 Jackpot carryover, $23,845. That's $23,845. 9 races today at Turfway. Post time for the first race is at 2:55. Then we get to Remington Park. A big, 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 big night at Remington Park. They got a dozen races today. 6 of them will be stakes races. It'll start out in the 7th race with the You See It Stakes. Then the Jim Thorpe will be the 8th. The Toby Keith Stakes will be the 9th. She's All In is the 10th race stakes race. The Jeffrey A. Hawk Memorial will be the 11th. And the main event will be the $300,000 Springboard Mile at a Mile for 2-year-olds. That's the 12th and final race. 10 Kentucky Derby leaderboard points available for this one for the winner. It's a field of 12. Obviously, no late scratches because Remington Park doesn't start its racing until 3 o'clock this afternoon. 3 o'clock Pacific time, first race post at Remington. Then we have Pleasanton. Penn National. Penn National's 8 races. Their first post time is at 3:15. And we wrap it up with Charlestown. Racetrack, Charlestown. First post time at Charlestown will be at 4 p.m. for their 9 race card, okay? And no carryovers at Charlestown. All right. Let's go to Jonathan Hardoon. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
I would have to say, do you have your lucky horseshoe right next to you? Do you really?
It was a miracle. I witnessed a miracle.
All right.
Well, I mean, he had every right to. All right, go ahead.
Well, yeah. We know what every right he has, but we got to show this to the folks here on YouTube. All right. Now, Sean did a great job of grabbing this footage and getting it done just minutes before we went on the air after we talked about it. So, Sean, go ahead and play the stretch. Here it is. Here's the stretch drive. Jonathan Torres is on the lead, but watch right here. It'll soon come up. Watch this. Watch. Here we go. Slow motion.
You see that white piece? There was a white program on and the chart, it says he jumped over a puddle of urine. That's a bunch of nonsense. I was at the track this morning. I actually saw a guy from the gate crew, and he said it was a program that flew out of one of their guys' pockets that ended up on the track. And he jumped over the white piece of paper, which was the program, and he got spooked. But no one got more spooked than Romero Mirage. He thought he was home. The guy I was watching the race with didn't even see it, because he headed to the winner's circle when he started to draw off. And, boy, it could have been a disaster, Ralph, but it was a miracle he stayed on. And people would have been talking about it for years if he fell off that horse. You know, you look like you were home and in the barn, and a freak accident happens. But it has happened in the past. I've seen horses go through the rail when they look like they were home, especially on the turf course. And very lucky to stay aboard, but the horse came out fine, and he was fine this morning, and everyone's really excited.
Well, I can tell you this, that when I saw it after the live one, when I saw the replay, I thought it was like a coffee cup, you know, a styrofoam cup that had blown onto the racetrack. I knew it wasn't what you said they told you it was.
Well, that's what they wrote in the charts. If you read the charts, it says he jumped over a puddle of urine. That's ridiculous.
Well, wasn't it. Trust me. So you say it was a program that one of the starting gate crew had, like it was in his back pocket.
In his back pocket, right, yeah.
And, you know,
that's exactly what happened. I heard it from the horse's mouth.
And I can tell you this, ladies and gentlemen, having ridden horses in another lifetime, really, horses will not try to step on anything. They'll try to jump whatever's in front of them. That's why when you see jockeys getting spilled in races and it looks like they get trampled to death, a lot of times if the horse can see them, they will not. They'll try to jump them. And so that's what this horse did. He saw it and jumped it. Now, I would imagine, did he have blinkers on?
He had blinkers, yep.
But he had blinkers that he could see. He can't see from the side, but he could see in front.
Exactly.
And he saw that, and then he jumped it. And Romero did a great job in staying in the saddle. And
he was actually out of the saddle. One of his legs were over on the other side. It was just amazing. It really was. I kept playing it over my head all night. I couldn't sleep.
Well, if you remember the message that I sent you, texted you, was this. I said, for all the bad beats that you have, you cast it all in. The makeup all in on one race, and that was it. So congratulations, Jonathan Hardoon, winning a race in many different ways you can win a race, and he certainly found one of them. But congratulations.
Yeah.
By the way, that track announcer, at the top of the stretch, your horse was leading. At the top of the stretch, two horses came to him, and the track announcer said, Mama's gold is all in. And just when he got the word in out, she rebroke and pulled away from the field.
Yeah, he rebroke, and that's the way he runs. He did the same thing the last race he ran. He waits for them to catch up to him, I guess, and then he rebrakes. But
it's a colt.
It was quite an event. Yeah,
it's a colt. Okay, but his name Mama's Gold. Okay, a colt. Mama's Gold.
Correct.
Okay,
yes.
Where might we see the horse next?
They have a race picked out about 6 weeks away.
Okay.
We will know about it on the show before anyone else does. So.
All right. Good. Well, I want to congratulate you as an owner. I want to congratulate
you
as a handicapper, because you allowed us, the betting public, to participate through winning it, and it paid a nice $8.10. And I certainly want to congratulate Romero for staying on the horse. That was great. Glad to see that everything was safe and the jockey horse and everybody's fine. That was good stuff. All right, now let's get back to handicapping.
Me tomorrow, Ralph.
Yeah,
oh,
no, 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 no. I know you got to go count your money from the purses, but just wait until you're off the air. Okay. In any case, Remington Park's got a big card tonight. They got six races. I don't think it's necessary to go over all the stakes races because most of them are $75,000 and $50,000 stakes races. Unless you have a horse when you handicap these races, because I know you handicapped all of the stakes races at Remington. If you have a horse that you really like in any one of those stakes races, we'll take that, and then we'll get to looking at the springboard.
All right, well, let's look at the ninth race, and only because it's a 15-to-1 shot, that's why I'm sharing it. The big favorite in the race will be the six, Glee, who's certainly the horse to beat. However, number three, Elegant Echo, two-year-old filly from the Alan Williams barn, three career starts all at Remington, and stretched out last time for the first time. She ran well in defeat. Her two previous races, both good. You got to play the horse. The horse is 15-to-1. Certainly worth some sort of play at the price.
All right, the ninth race, two-year-old fillies going a mile, number three, Elegant Echo, at 15-to-1 on the morning line is Jonathan's long shot today at Remington. All right, now taking a look at the springboard mile for two-year-olds. At a mile, it's the 12th and final race, a field of 12 before any scratches because it's too early to get the scratches. But it looks like a wide-open event via morning line alone because the morning line favorite is 7-2, and that's Speed King, Rafael Bejarano, going there to ride tonight on that horse.
Yeah, and Ron Moquette usually gives them a race. You know, he very rarely squeezes them early, and number three, Speed King, ran very, very well in his career debut at Churchill Downs. And now he stretches out for the first time. Barano's coming in to ride. I like this horse in this spot. But again, you're dealing with lightly raced horses, horses stretching out for the first time. But I gave the edge to number three, Speed King.
Okay, now that horse is 7-2 on the morning line. If it stays 7-2, that's a decent price of and within itself.
Yeah.
But if we're looking to play maybe exactas, any other horses that you might want to throw in?
Yeah, I like the 7, 8, and 9 underneath. The 3 was Speed King over the 7, Jolly Samurai, the 8, Complex Music, and the 9, Dr. Ruben M. 3 over 7, 8, 9.
All right, you got it. The 12th race, 3 over 7, 8, 9. Rafi Bejarano aboard the favorite, the lukewarm at that, at favorite, 7-2 on the morning line. And the springboard mile, the 12th race tonight at Remington Park. First post time is at 3 o'clock Pacific time. But this is the 12th and final race, so it's going to be run late, obviously, under the lights. All right, and I guess we'll get some picks in other places, whatever you got to give us.
Okay, let's look at Aqueduct, ninth race today, 7 furlongs on the main track, and I really like the number 4 horse in here, Awesome Check. This is a 3-year-old filly whose last 9 races were all run on the turf. However, her first 2 races on the dirt, obviously, we're not as good as these turf races are, but she's getting better with each start. She gets the addition of Lasix today for the first time. Louis Rivera riding very well. 6-1 on the morning line. I like number 4, Awesome Check, to win today's 9th race out at Aqueduct.
All right, 9th race at Aqueduct. The part of the entry, the 1A all class, has been scratched. That the entry is 5-2 on the morning line, the favorite. But the other half, Save Us Millennia, does go, scratch the 1A. But in any case, we're going to bet the 4. Awesome Check at 6-1 on the morning line. 9th race, Aqueduct, the 4. And where's next?
Let's go to Oaklaw and look at race number 6, a mile and a 16th on the main track. Number 2, Creative Minister, will get Kenny McPeak his first win at the meet. This is an improving horse. He's worked over the Oaklawn layout. He's got 2 wins at the distance, listed at 4-1 on the morning line. Emmanuel Esquivel aboard to ride number 2, Creative Minister, in the 6th race at Oaklawn.
All right. And in the 6th race at Oaklawn, number 2, Creative Minister, the 2, Creative Minister, in the 6th race at Oaklawn is your pick at Oaklawn. And I'll bet you were making some creative remarks to your minister yesterday after that race. But in any case, I guess we'll wrap it up at Los Alamitos.
7th race, 5.5 furlongs on the main track. Number 3, Super Enticing. Horses for Courses, 1-for-1 at Los Al. Should get a great setup in here. Antonio Frasu takes the mount. Number 3, Super Enticing. Pick 4 single, pick 3 single. 7th race today out at Los Alamitos.
All right, 7th race today at Los Al. Number 3, Super Enticing. Horse for Course, no doubt about it. The 3 in the 7th race at Los Al. Now, listen, I know he was celebrating and all that stuff, folks, but he's certainly working for you and me as well. He has four sheets today. He's got Aqueduct. He's got Gulfstream, Oaklawn, and Los Alamitos. And we want to thank you so much, Jonathan. Congratulations again.
Thank you, Ralph, and thanks for all the well wishes and nice texts I got yesterday. My phone blew up, but it was well worth it.
Just go get a new phone. You can afford it now. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Ralph. See you tomorrow. Stay safe and be well.
All right. We are going to go right directly to Southern California, where Bob Mazursky is standing by. Bob, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralph. How are you?
I'm doing fine, my man. Well, we get down to the last three races at Los Alamitos, but we got a big race coming up tomorrow, the Los Al Futurity. And once again, Bob Baffert's got the thing surrounded.
He certainly does. He has the morning line favorite, Gaming, who was second in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile behind another Baffert Horse, Citizen Bull. He has Mellencamp, a maiden, and then a Getaway Car, who was fourth in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile, is already a stakes winner sprinting. I don't know if he's as good going two turns as routing, but he has Juan Hernandez. So, yeah, one of those three will be very tough. And then there's also Journalism for Michael McCarthy, a horse that was supplemented, was a very impressive maiden winner last time. To me, he's the main danger to Gaming.
All right. So although Baffert had three horses in the Starlet, none of them were the morning line favorite, but he won the race anyhow. And so, we've got two other trainers that are going to try to upset the apple cart with his trio of horses in the Los Alamitos Futurity. I want to remind everybody, too, that the Los Alamitos Futurity, in addition to the springboard tonight at Remington, holds 10 points for the Kentucky Derby leaderboard for next year. And so now with Bob Baffert eligible to run his horses back at Churchill Downs and certainly in the Kentucky Derby, it'll be, those 10 points, should it go to a Baffert trainee, will not be wasted this year, right?
That's absolutely right. For the first time in a while, his horse is eligible to garner those points. And I'm sure, like I said, Gaming is the favorite to do that. Ed Burghardt made him a morning line, odds on the morning line. And on paper, he looks odds on.
Bob, I know that there are short fields today at Los Alamitos, but I got to tell you that looking at the short fields, they're competitive. Like you have two or three horses, at least in five horse fields, that are legit to win races. So people putting together pick fours and pick fives, pick threes, etc., it's still going to be a little bit of a challenge to find that horse that's going to win out of those five.
No, absolutely. It might be hard to come up with a single. As you said, there are some short fields today. But most of those races, you're right, one or more than one horse can win. So I think if you're going to play the pick six today, for instance, you might have to spread a little bit.
Okay. And, Bob, we're going to get a horse from you before we...
I'm going to go to the same race John Hardoon won. I'm going to go to the same race that John Hardoon did. I like number seven, Discrepancy. Like Super Enticing, she is a horse for the course. She's two for two here. She won during the earlier meets this year, both the L.A. County Fair meet and the September meet, drawn outside. She's razor sharp right now. I think she can pick up another win. Number seven, Discrepancy, in race seven.
All right, seventh race at the Los Al today. You like the seven, Discrepancy. We got our first Sirocco play of the day between Bob and Jonathan. Bob and Jonathan like horse each in this race. We're going to box them up. Jonathan's three to Bob's seven, so we got a 3-7-7-3 exacta box. We call the Sirocco play. And Bob, we'll be looking forward to you tomorrow and, of course, Sunday for closing day at Los Alamitos.
Yeah, we have the King Glorious on Sunday. That's a nine-horse field, so a lot better betting race. So that wraps up the meet. The final race of the card is a Calbred Stakes, and we have nine horses in there.
Now, that race is going to be the final race on Sunday. And, of course, as we know, Sunday closing day, which means it's a mandatory payoff in the pick six and all the other pools. So that's going to be exciting to get that in as the last race for all the money.
Yes, absolutely. And I just wanted to mention that through the first 3 days, our leading jockey is Armando Ayuso with four wins.
Wow.
Steve Knapp had a banner first 3 days. He went 6-15.
Yeah, didn't he have two wins on several days? A couple of days. He had two wins on two days.
On both Friday and Sunday, he had two wins, and then he had two others. So, yeah, he's been kind of on a roll.
He certainly has, that's for sure. And nice to see a new face, Ayuso, on top there as well in the jock standings. Three more days to go. We'll see if he can hold it. And we will talk to you tomorrow on Los Alamitos Futurity Day.
Sounds good, Ralph. Take care. Have a good day.
All right. You got it. Thanks, Bob. We're going to go to our next break. And when we come back, we have Rich Eng standing by with a horse or two. And we'll find out from Richie if he ever thought there would be a game between the Rams and the San Francisco 49ers that would go the entire game without not one touchdown in the race. That was amazing. We'll be right back.
Tunnel Towers helps so many people. As a player of the Mets, I feel like for me, I have a responsibility to give back, especially to a cause that's authentically New York. And I just want to show appreciation for those brave men and women who really do a massive service, not just in New York, but everywhere. Hey, I'm Pete Alonso. Let's go Mets, and let's help the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Go to T2T.org for more information about how your donation can make a difference.
Thank you, buddy.
There are many families that need your help. I'm Mark Wahlberg, and I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation in their efforts to deliver mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star, and fallen first responders families with young children, as well as eradicating homelessness amongst our veterans.
Everybody knows where the money's going. Every single dollar. God bless you.
Please contribute $11 a month to support their efforts by visiting T2T.org.
If you're celebrating a special occasion or just love fine dining, you're in the right place. Come experience the crown jewel of South Point restaurants, Michael's Gourmet Room.
Welcome.
With over 600 different types of wines and magnificent dishes prepared tableside, you'll revel in the rich classic Vegas decor and the best black tie service in the world. This intimate gourmet room has earned accolades galore. Come to Michael's Gourmet Room for an unforgettable dining experience. Another famous restaurant is the Silverado Steakhouse, where you'll find the charm and service that discerning patrons require. From top quality steaks and chops to fresh seafood and desserts, you'll love the award-winning wine list and menu at Silverado Steakhouse. Steak lovers have even more options with primarily prime rib. Catering to hearty appetites, the menu features a variety of flavorful prime rib cuts, dry aged to ensure tenderness, and then seasoned and slowly roasted. Although prime rib is our specialty, it's not the only thing on the menu. There's something for everyone.
Back on Race Day Las Vegas for this Friday. Time to go out to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Now, I know that the sports books have a lot of proposition bets on a lot of the games, and there's had to be a proposition out there somewhere, as ridiculous as it might have sounded, to have if you bet that there would not be a touchdown in the game last night. Now, Sean did some research, and he said he found a place that had that prop at 100-1. If you bet on 100-1, that there would be no touchdowns in the game last night. Now, that to me would be highly unlikely, because we're talking about high-octane offenses between the Rams and the 49ers, but that is exactly what happened. It was nothing but field goals.
Yeah, a touchdownless game is very unusual. Both teams coming off games, Ralph, were combined. They scored like 80 points between the Rams and the 49ers. And I must admit, I bet the 49ers, so I wasn't happy that they weren't able to matriculate the ball down the field and score a touchdown. I mean, the game was theirs for the taking, and they refused to accept it. So if you bet the Rams, congratulations.
Well, all I can say is I think it was there for the taking for both teams. They just couldn't get it together. Now, I know the weather had a lot to do with it in the first half with the rain coming down and all that. But the second half, the conditions seemed to be just fine. It's just they couldn't get anything done. That sometimes happens when you have a teams that played so well on Sunday, really let it all out on Sundays, and then come back 4 days later on a Thursday game. But it was an important game for both of them. I guess San Francisco is almost not mathematically, but certainly almost theoretically, out of the race for the playoffs. I guess the Rams are still sort of alive. Yeah.
Yeah, the Rams are very alive, Ralph. They're right up there with Seattle. The Arizona Cardinals are still alive, but quite frankly, the 49ers, you can put a fork in them. And, you know, another angle, too, about these two teams is they play twice a year, for year after year after year. The coaches have been there both for 8 years, so they know each other. Yeah. So, you know, in a way, they know each other like the back of a hand.
Yep, that's for sure. Well, Richie, you gave us a winner at the fairgrounds, but they bet this horse to a ridiculous price. A winner is better than a long face. But we got that winner out of you yesterday at the fairgrounds, and I would imagine we'll go to Los Alamitos today since you have a full sheet of handicapping for all the races today at Los Alamitos on the RaceDayLasVegas.com websites.
Yeah, it didn't help in the fairgrounds race. It was a field of six, and there were two scratches. Yeah. So that makes it a four-horse field.
Not to mention that the two horses they scratched were horses that would have taken some money, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go to the eighth race, Rob. Maybe they set up a Scirocco Daily Double, but the horse I like is the number four, Big Summer. Favorite 7-5 coming out of two stakes races to run in this optional claimer. Umberto Rispoli replaces Hector Berrios, but an angle that I like is Rispoli was the last jockey to win a race on this horse. Carly Gaines legs him back up. Let's go with number four, Big Summer, race eight.
All right, in the threshold of the winter time at Los Alamitos, we're going to take Big Summer, and maybe thinking of him will get us a little bit warmer. In the eighth race, the eighth and final race today, number four, Big Summer, is Rich Eng's selection. Remember, he's got the rest of his selections and on his sheet at RaceDayLasVegas.com. And also, Richie, I know that you're starting to study the college football playoffs and, of course, the Army-Navy game on Saturday, plus the NFL. So we'll let you get back to work. I know it's a busy time of year for football as well as horse racing.
Yeah, I'm going to put out a caveat real quick, Ralph. This year's bowl season, we saw it last year. A lot of teams are going to be playing shorthanded, whether their players opt out for the portal,
sure.
Opt out for the NFL draft, coaches changing jobs. There's going to be a lot of changes, so you have to tread very carefully over that minefield.
Well, and that's what we got you there for. You're going to give us all of the late changes that make sense in those games, that's for sure. Hey, thanks a lot, Rich.
Hey, thanks, John. Good luck, everybody.
All right, you got it, my man. You better believe it. All right, we're going to go to our final break. When we come back, we got our closing act, John and Jerry, standing by, so don't go away and keep chatting away. We see a lot of chatting going on the chat box.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas's top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
The Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit is back at Los Alamitos Racecourse with two great weeks of racing. Opening day is Friday, December 6th. First post is 12:30 p.m. The meet will include the Starlet for Fillies on Saturday, December 7th, and the Los Alamitos Futurity on Saturday, December 14th. Plus two other stakes events for juveniles. And our on-track handicapping contest is set for Saturday, December 14th. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Our daytime thoroughbred meet opens on December 6th.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
Alrighty, back on Race Day Las Vegas to put a capper on this Friday show. Don't forget, we'll be back tomorrow morning at our usual time at 7 a.m. Let's go out to Southern California where John Lindo is standing by. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
Doing fine, but cold. How's the weather there in Southern California?
We actually had, you know, maybe a half hour of misty rain last night. The sun's out today. It'll be fast and firm in Los Alamitos. It's chilly here, but it's beautiful.
Well, all I can say is that they need the rain there in Malibu to try to get that fire under control.
We sure do, and congratulations to John Hardoon. That was an eventful victory yesterday. I was rooting and then went, oh, and you know, it was pretty cool to watch.
Yeah, it seems like nothing comes easy, but nevertheless, he got the job done. Los Alamitos, like you said, on today's card a couple of days ago, you said it was kind of hard trying to fill the races. They did fill the races. There are short fields, but like I told Bob Mazursky, these short fields, it doesn't look like you can find a singleton in any one of these short fields today.
No, but you know, in general, it's going to be tough to string a lot of rolling bets together with just because of the number of horses to get a decent payoff. So you kind of have to pick your spots today at Los Alamitos. The next 2 days, the cards are better Saturday, Sunday.
Well, we have a short meet at Los Al, and Bob did say that Armando Ayuso is the leading jockey there. But how do the standings look?
Yeah, Ayuso's got four winners, and right behind her, Tiago Pereira, Tyler Bays, who was winless at Del Mar, and Asael Espinosa. They've each got three wins, so they're bunched up. As far as the trainers go, you mentioned Steve Knapp. He won two each day opening week, so he's got six winners. And the only guys with multiple wins besides Knapp are Bob Baffert, Doug O'Neill, Ruben Gomez, and John Sadler. They've all got two, so Steve Knapp really kind of kicked away there the first week at the Los Al.
No kidding, and his horses were ready to run when he got them over there. That was for sure. I'm afraid to ask about the favorites.
They were pretty strong last week. We're up 46% favorites at Los Al.
46%. We got to get that straightened out in the last 3 days at Los Al. Bob Baffert's got the Los Alamitos Futurity surrounded again.
Well, he's got three of the five entrants, including Gaming, who was second in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. He's the 2-5 morning line favorite, and he should be. He drew the rail, and he can probably control the pace, and if one of the others want to go, he can sit. But keep an eye on Journalism from Michael McCarthy. Nice maiden win at Del Mar last time. This is a horse that's going to get better and better with racing.
All right. Well, maybe Baffert can be get the apple cart upset. Wouldn't that be the eighth or ninth time he's won in a row this Futurity?
I've lost count. I mean, I just figure he's won it every time, and the news will be when he doesn't win it.
Yeah, no kidding. And you might have the right horse to do that. We'll wait and see tomorrow. It'll be tomorrow's races. We got eight races today. Don't forget, folks, the Lindo Report is available right now, and each and every day that John Lindo produces a Lindo Report, no matter whether it's in Southern California or any other racetrack, if he produces it, it's here at the South Point Racebook, free of charge, exclusively, and complimentary to the players here because they love horse players here. And I can tell you this, that, John, not only do you have the eight races today at Los Alamitos with a suggested late pick four as well and all the goody information, but you also went out and tackled the late pick five today at Gulfstream, huh?
Yeah, I'll do the late pick five at Gulfstream all weekend. Again, I wasn't sure what the fields were going to look like at Los Al, so I just put it on the list. And so we have a suggested late pick five ticket today at Gulfstream Park, and we'll do that Saturday and Sunday as well.
All right. And so I guess we'll get to the picks.
All right, let's do one at Gulfstream Park first. How about the eighth race at Gulfstream? Number three, Venezuelan Pride, missed the break in his debut, but he put in a really long run, ended up getting beat in the neck in the slop on the main track. That kind of sustained run does really well on the synthetic track down there. He has to work over the Tapita. I just think he needs to break cleanly. If he does, he's going to be tough to beat. He's 5-1 on the program. Number three, Venezuelan Pride, race number eight at Gulfstream Park.
That is part of the late pick five. They do have a suggested ticket on there. And Venezuelan Pride in the eighth race is your selection at Gulfstream, number three in the eighth. And now we'll get to Los Al.
Yeah, you know, you're going to see a lot of the handicappers fall in race seven at Los Al today because it's one of the playable races, and I'm in the same boat with John Hardoon. I like number three, enticing, super enticing, comes out of much stronger races. Best race was at Los Alamitos. She likes that long stretch there, dropping in the restricted claimer. If you get anywhere near 4-1, that's value. Number three, super enticing, race seven, Los Alamitos.
And it is a horse for course, right?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. She won by six lengths last time she was at Los Al.
And in that seventh race, kind of the Race Day Las Vegas good housekeeping seal of handicapper's approval when two handicappers land on the same horse as is here. In the seventh race, you and Jonathan both like number three, super enticing. That's enticing enough for us. Hope he has a super win there today. Seventh race, the three, John Lindo's pick off the Lindo Report. Well, John, if you have a thought or two about the Remington Springboard, I know I asked you to take a look at it with Doug O'Neill having a horse there. What say you?
Yeah, Dr. Ruben M's got a good chance in there, but there's an Oklahoma bred that you got to keep a look at. Number 11, Mr. Omaha, had everything go wrong stretching out for the first time. He won anyways. He comes off of three daylight wins against Oklahoma breds. I'm not sure how good he is, but he fits in this group. He's 5-1. I would need all of that, hopefully a little bit more. Keep an eye on number 11, Mr. Omaha, in the Springboard Mile tonight at
all
Remington.
Right. Homebred there in the 12th race, the Springboard Mile at Remington. 11, Mr. Omaha. Has a good chance there at 5-1, the 11 horse in the Springboard Mile. Thanks a lot, John. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, good luck today.
All right, you got it. Let's go to Jerry Jackowitz standing by. Jerry, good morning. Okay, we got him now. We didn't have you turned on. Good morning, Jerry.
You got me now?
Yeah, we got you now. All right, Jerry. It looks like we're going to have an okay track today at Aqueduct.
Yeah, no, everything looks fine. Looks like a lovely day at the Big A.
Okay, well, let's see what we can do at the Big A today.
All right, we're going to go over to race number 3 for our first play. We're going to use number 4, Running Ray. Going up in class off the claim, but he's run for this number before and done okay, so I'm not too worried about it. I love the form on. The horse looks great coming off his last race. It seemed like he handled everything really easily and probably should go forward off that race. Good trainer, top jockey. Everything looks nice. I like the full horse. He's listed at 9-2. Mm-hmm. I might go down about 5-2 on this horse, but I'll take the 9-2 for sure for win in place. Play the 4 with the 1, 2, 3, and 5. Do my reverses, 1, 2, 3, and 5. And I think I might come back and press up 4, 5, 5, 4.
Now, there is an entry in that race, the 1 and 1A, and the number 1 is scratch the
get 1A. Set scratch.
Yeah, get set scratch. So you'll take the 1A, right?
Right.
Yeah, okay. So the 4 over 1, 2, 3, and 5, and then another 4, 5, 5, 4, correct?
Correctamundo.
All right. I noticed that you had 2 feature plays at Aqueduct. You usually give us a feature play, and you gave us one of them. And so I suggest that people get the Jerry J's Power Page today because he has another feature play that comes up later on in the card. All righty.
Right, and just remember, because of the nature of the Power Page, because we're sort of odds-driven, pop-out keys are really better plays than me than feature plays. Feature plays handicap beautifully, but they're already a little bit lower priced than I like. So
if you put into order the importance of your symbols, you say the pop-out key, where's the star fit?
Well, the star is really more of a technical thing. It's discussing my view of the form on the horse, and I'm just trying to relay to the customers that I think that this horse has more upside than the PPN, the projected power number, suggests.
Okay.
And it's a form cycle I like that gives me some surprising upside. Let's put it that way.
So then in order that's not in cement, but kind of big, you would say the pop-out key, feature play, and star horse in that order.
Something like that, yeah.
Okay.
And you have to remember that horse racing is a very interesting thing in the sense that we're really not supposed to bet the obvious stuff. You're supposed to bet the imaginative stuff.
Okay, let's get
it. The star horse sort of points us that way.
Okay, let's get an imaginative.
Let's go to the 3rd at Los Alamitos. Mm-hmm. Number 1, Excel Calculator. Coming back 2nd off a layoff looks really good to me from the rail. I'll take the 1 over the 2, 4, 5 reverses just to break even.
Okay.
And I have an idea for you.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
We got only 10 seconds left, so I'm going to do the 3rd race, the 1 over 2, 4, 5, and reverse at Los Al. Go.
I have 2 star horses in the 7th to fill out your Scirocco play.
Oh,
and
one of them is a horse that's already been picked on the show. That's good. So that's a good sign there. All right, yeah, get the Power Pages for Los Al and Aqueduct. Simply put, that's the way to do it at jerryjspowerpage.com. Go ahead and say it, Jerry.
Have Have a great race day, everybody.
It's Ralph Serrato at Race Day Las Vegas, morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.gov.